And one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday. Tonight's presentation and training is brought to you by Ms. D. Bryant A. Johnson, double certified, teaching you about living boldly and blooming because you are definitely unstoppable. Reverend Bryant A. Johnson, you go ahead and take it over, sir.
Well, wow. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Wow, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I'm truly grateful to have received such a powerful introduction from a powerful, powerful PNR person that is definitely running the ATSJR companies in a powerful manner and actually bringing mad recognition to who the man we know as Antonio T. Smith Jr. We thank you. I appreciate that introduction. I thank you. But let's jump into a little bold and bloom. Be unstoppable. People are often afraid to say yes to a passionate life because they fear rocking the boat, making change, or taking risk, even if their lives exponentially get better. Let's talk about gardening for a moment. A seed is planted into the ground, not knowing the resistance. Remember that word, we're going to bring that back up. Not knowing the resistance that it will have to face while trying to bloom. The flower, the seed, doesn't say to the soil, "Well, the soil is too hard for me. I quit." It won't be able to reach my full potential here, so I'm not gonna plant here. The flower doesn't say, or the seed doesn't say, "It's raining and the rain is too hard for me to grow, so I'm just going to quit growing and blame the rain for being hard that I couldn't grow." The seed doesn't say, "This is not the place I want to be, so I'm going to quit growing until I can be planted where I want to be planted." And we would like to adopt something from the flower. The flower, or the seed, rather I say, the seed that makes the flower understands the resistance, but still has the boldness to break ground and grow through to still show its beauty in the world in which we see today. I got about 4 or 5 points for you about living bold and blooming and being unstoppable. First point is, be unconventional. 90% of the world is currently struggling and stressed out because of our lack of boldness to be unconventional and live outside the box of normality. We worry about what others may say or how others may look at us. Worry is a total waste of time. It doesn't change anything. All it does is steal your joy and keep you very busy doing nothing. Number 2, be willing to fail. Quitting is not an option, but failing will always lead you to success. In a training class this morning, the owner of the company, drop his name here, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr., the owner of the ATSJR company, said, "The only way he reached the success he has today is because he failed a lot." Failing does not mean that you will never get to your goal. Failing just means you're getting stronger on your way to your goal. Failing is resistance, and results can never be acquired without resistance. Everybody that works out, everybody that's trying to get on a diet, everybody that endures the gym, they know and understand that it takes resistance to make the results in which they are striving to get. When they get down on that ground, they put their arms out, and they put their body in a horizontal manner and do what's called a push-up. The resistance that their body is feeling, because their body is saying, "Quit, quit, quit," but they have determination to be bold enough to tell their body, this is not the results in which we're going to get. So we're going to push past this resistance until the results that we get are achieved. Be willing to fail. Next point, challenge your beliefs. I get it. I know. Majority of you right now got your mouth wide open. You're like, a preacher? No, a Baptist preacher just told me to challenge my beliefs? Yes, he did. And here's why. We've been taught from birth to believe that to believe the way our environment believes, and never been taught to have our own beliefs. Here's an example for you. And we're not going to go deep into this. I'm going to leave this alone. But here's an example for you. We've been taught to be born, go to school, no, scratch that, public school, get a 9-to-5, and that's if you don't get accepted to a college or you can't afford financial aid payments. Get a 9-to-5, retire, then die. That's a belief. Be bold and challenge your beliefs, because your dreams may or may not be inside your beliefs. Number five, and then this ain't gonna take long. Number five, then we should have opened up and get some Q&A going on here. Do what you love to do. Statistics says the reason entrepreneurship is rising to an all-time high is because people are moving from loving what they do to doing what they love. Oh, and by the way, women are leading the race and becoming entrepreneurs. Just thought I'd add that into the water as well. But do what you love to do. Being bold, to sum all this up, all these points, to sum up these points, I will say this. Being bold means that you are going against a lot of practices, a lot of training, and a lot of naysayers. A lot of them will be people that's the closest to you, and a lot of naysayers to do what you actually love to do. I always like to speak about people that's already out there living their dreams. We know these people. These people are well known. These people have become household names. I'll say one name, Wesley Snipes. Now, we know that with Wesley Snipes' journey, or we can deduce that in Wesley Snipes' journey, there are some people that didn't agree with him taking acting classes. There are some people that wanted him to come go to the club with them, but he had to stay and study a script. There are some people that got upset that he missed that party because he had to go do a scene somewhere else. And you have to be bold enough to not allow the negativity of the people around you to stop you from living the fullness of your dream, or to stop you from living a life that's worthy of you. People are going to disagree with you. That's fine. That's resistance. You're supposed to get it. The universe is supposed to get you resistance. You will never know what success is if you never experience failure. Not quitting, just simply failure. Again, quitting is not an option. But failure is you getting one step closer to living the life in which you deserve. Failure is you just itching yourself a little bit more to say, I'm going to be bold enough to push past the resistor, to push past my pride, to push past my arrogance, to push past my self-centeredness, to push past what I've been taught growing up, to challenge those beliefs and actually go after what's deserving of me. And what's deserving of you? Your happiness. Be bold and take your happiness back, because you deserve it. It's yours. They can't stop you. You can't quit. they can't stop. Well, no matter what they say, you are unstoppable. They cannot stop you. It's going to rain. You're going to keep going. Things are going to get hard. You're going to move harder. You're going to get knocked off. You're going to get back up. You're going to dust yourself off, and you're going to keep pushing. Why? Because you are unstoppable. You were created. Watch this. When you were created, you couldn't be stopped. Here's how you couldn't be stopped. The cell that created you was running a race with millions and millions of other cells. But you was the one that said, I will not be stopped. I will get to this egg. I will break through, and I will make myself and come out into this world. So don't let, if they can stop you at birth, don't let them stop you now. If they can stop you then, they surely can't stop you now. Why? Because you're smarter, you're wiser, you're tougher, you're stronger. You are unstoppable. So be bold and bloom. Let's open up for Q&A. Any questions, concerns, complaints, or comments?
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. That was absolutely amazing, Reverend. Thank you very much. If anyone has any questions or comments or just want to pour back into the Reverend after he just poured into us, please go ahead. We are open for Q&A.
Hi, Brian.
Anybody?
I'm muted.
Hey, Michelle.
Okay, there you go. Hey, I was worried because I didn't know if I was going to get punched, kicked, slapped, or I am really, really pumped up. I am encouraged. I feel unstoppable. And I think you did awesome tonight. Thank you. Yeah, I do. I feel really good. Thank you. Love you, bro.
No problem. Thank you, Auntie. I really appreciate that. Oh, yeah, man, you got to be unstoppable. And even when you think about the word being unstoppable, that just pumps you up. Just, I'm unstoppable. I'm sure we got a guy, he tunes in every week, and I'm very grateful for him because he probably headed to work out right now. Darren Jones, and as he's headed to work out, I'm sure when he's running on that treadmill, he's like, I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. They can't stop me. I won't quit. I won't give up. I'm unstoppable. So everything you do, be unstoppable. Thank you so much, Auntie. Really appreciate that. Anybody else?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is William Harris, aka Sip Louis the First. And I just have a question. You know, you say unstoppable. When life keep pushing you into that dark corner, how do you fight out of that? Because some people. Let me say myself, when I get knocked down and I try and I keep getting knocked down and pushed into that corner, it's hard to fight out of that, you know? And when you get depressed, everything else falls down. So, and I really don't have no one to really pull me out that corner but me. So how did you or others get out that and find that determination to get back on the horse and win?
Wow, that's an awesome question, man. That's a very powerful question. Let me thank you for being transparent enough to ask that question. And here's the main reason why. You're a dude, and dudes don't do that. But I thank you for asking that question. But here's to answer your question. I'm going to start from, Antonio, I would say I'm going to start from the end. I'm going to start from the beginning of your question, and I'm going to address it. And first word you said that will make you unstoppable, you said fight. And in order to get through anything, you have to fight. Let me put you into the analogy of this. I'm sure you probably can relate to this. If you've ever been in a fight, even when knocked down, you still try to muster up some kind of strength to get back up and keep fighting. Why? You wasn't going to be embarrassed. You wasn't going to lose. You wasn't going to take a L. So you was going to do what it takes to fight. Watch this. Even if you had to pick something up to help you fight, and which is for the lead to the second part of your question, you asked me, how did I do it? I did it by not rejecting anymore. I did it by not shutting down and secluding myself, because when life comes at you, and life will happen, you will fall into a mental state of depression, but it's only because you secluded yourself. You shut down. You didn't say nothing to nobody. No one knew that you were going through. You separated yourself from your power of influence. You separated yourself from your power source. A lot of times we would separate ourselves from our power source, which is the deity or the higher power in which we serve, when we get depressed because we no longer, we quit going to church, we quit reading our Bible, we quit praying. Because we're in our head. You have to get out your head and say something to your circle, say something to your team. You have, excuse me, you have a team that constantly says no one suffers alone. So your team is constantly telling you, hey, talk to me. Open up to me. Let me know what you're going through, because I may have went through it and I probably can help you without you beating yourself up about it. And this is what I had to do. I had to stop shutting down and secluding myself. Things would happen, and the first thing I do, I seclude myself. I quit communicating with people. People won't see me until I get ready for them to see me, and I will only talk as far as I wanted the conversation to go. And every time they say what's wrong, my favorite phrase was, I'm good. I had a phrase for back in the world. I can't utilize that on this call. It's being recorded for national hearing. Yay, y'all just missed that shout cue. But I always say, I'm okay. I'm good. Everything is okay. And I shut down. I quit communicating. Communication is the key that will give you the fire to be unstoppable. Here's why. When you communicate with your people and you communicate with your team, and it's the proper team, they're going to pump you up. If your team is pulling, okay, let me interject. Let me say this. Let me say this. If your team is pulling you down, that is not the right team to be around. But if you communicate with your team, and you let your team know, hey, I'm feeling this kind of way. I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling like that. I'm feeling depressed. Your team is going to pump you up. Your team is going to get behind you. They're going to support you. And they're going to remind you how unstoppable you are. I understand that sometimes it gets so hard to where you can't muster up the strength to remind yourself. But by reaching out, just swallowing your pride and saying something, you'll never know the benefits of what you'll get back in return that can help propel you to continue to be unstoppable. In a nutshell, fight. And don't stop fighting. Don't take the L. Be unstoppable. Be a champ. And even if you fail or even if you take an L, that don't mean quit. That don't mean throw in the towel. That's just one loss. You got 22 wins, one loss, and that one loss just made you retire and give up your whole career. No, keep fighting. Get back in the ring, Ali. Keep fighting. Be unstoppable. I hope that answered your question for you. I appreciate that.
Awesome, awesome. We have Jasmine Johnson up next.
Hey, everybody. I just want to make a quick comment. Basically, what I got out of the whole live bold and bloom and be unstoppable is basically the whole point of being unstoppable is not giving up. And even regardless of what come your way, regardless of what come against you, regardless of what financial circumstances you go through, regardless of what pain, regardless of what joy, regardless of happiness regardless. Don't give up. A lot of things are going to happen to us. We're going to go through things. And yes, we will just say, well, since I'm going through something, I can't go further. And we'll stop everything just based off emotions. Now, we a lot of times say, well, the world can't hold me. The world can't stop me. But it's not the world that's stopping us. It's ourselves that's stopping us. We are making ourselves stop. If we just change our mentality, focus on where we're trying to go, where we're trying to get to, then that's what makes us unstoppable. If we just keep pushing through everything that's coming against us to get to where we're trying to go and where we know we can go, that's what makes us stoppable. That's what makes us bold. That's what makes us grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. I'm very grateful that you made that comment, because you said something in that comment that I didn't think I was going to have to bring up, but I will bring it up. But I will definitely bring it up. And she said, be unstoppable when you succeed. And I definitely want to touch on that and say this, because there are some people that quit after their first victory. Don't quit after you win. Be unstoppable. Okay. I'm going to put him on the spot. Antonio, just nod your head right quick. You don't even have to unmute. You know what I mean? I done mute. Just nod your head. After your first album, P. Dot the Ghost, and you won, did that make you quit, or did that make you more hungrier to go get more? I flexed my biceps, then I swole up. But what I'm saying is, after that victory, he didn't quit and say, well, I got it now, I'm done. Because if he would have quit, you wouldn't be talking to the Rev, you would have no D Marie, you wouldn't have the Run Red Shoe, you wouldn't have the ATSD, you wouldn't have none of us. You wouldn't have none of us. And it's his not stopping. Because if you know his story, you know from the beginning, he's dealt with failures, failures and failures and failures and failures. But he never quit. He never stopped. Same for you. No matter what it is, don't quit. Don't stop. When you succeed, keep pushing. When you fail, keep pushing. When you sad, keep pushing. When you happy, keep pushing. So, yeah, thank you for that comment. Anybody else?
I believe Mr. Phil Sorrentino wanted to speak.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Phil. How's it going?
I am blessed. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Thank you so much for being on.
Well, hey, I think I missed a point. Be unconventional. Be willing to fail. Challenge your beliefs. Do what you love to do.
That's it.
That's four.
That was it. It was 4 points.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were going to give us five.
No, it was 4 points.
Oh, okay. You made me think of my favorite George Bernard Shaw quote. Where he says, reasonable people adapt themselves to their environment. Unreasonable people adapt the environment to themselves. Therefore, all progress is due to unreasonable people. Or as the Eagle said, take it to the limit one more time.
Yes.
And then another quote that I like, I've never seen a statue erected to the critic, but to the people who've been criticized, many statues have gone up.
Ooh. Hey, thank you, Dr. Phil, Mr. Phil.
Well, you want to know my version of that quote?
Go ahead.
My version of that quote, when you're out front, The only thing they can see is your behind, and I hope that's not your best side.
Okay.
That's a Sorrentino original.
Yes, that is. That is definitely a Sorrentino original. Thank you so much for tuning in.
So when you're doing stuff, people are going to take shots at you.
Oh, definitely.
And then I'll leave you with one of the quotes from Conversations with God. Are you familiar with those books?
Yes.
Yeah. In book one, he says, you cannot find God with your mind. You can only find God with your heart.
Yes.
Therefore, to find God, we all must lose our mind.
And there you have it, folks, from Dr. Phil Sorrentino himself. I have nothing to say after that. Back in your hands, moderator.
Wow. Thank you for that, Phil. Thank you so much. Thank you for everyone who's asked the question. Thank you for everyone who's added value. Does anyone else have any questions, any comments, or anyone else who just wants to pour into the Reverend as he has poured into us? Well, I want to give everyone else a chance to speak. I want to say thank you so much for tonight's call. It just reminded me of what I keep hearing over and over again. To be great, you have to go through pain. To be great, you have to go through the struggle. To be great, you have to fight. Just like you were using the analogy of the flower. Once the seed goes in the ground, we don't truly and honestly realize everything it has to go through in order to bloom. First, it has to break out of its shell. Then it has to grow through the ground. Then it has to go through everything else involved, from the rain to animals trying to dig it up, to the ground not being hard enough, to it drying up to the point where the ground is solidified. And yet it still keeps moving and it still keeps pushing and it still keeps fighting. I used to shut down when I had to fight. And because I used to shut down when I had to fight, I lost so much. And now that I'm learning how to fight for what I want, now that I'm learning how to keep pushing and how to not give up, now that I know, there's nothing that can stop me. So thank you for reminding me that I am on the right path. Thank you for reminding me to keep fighting. Thank you for reminding me that everything that you want that is for you is worth the fight. And thank you for reminding me that your dreams are sometimes outside of your beliefs. I had to change my beliefs in order for me to get my dreams. So thank you so much for today's call, because it definitely reminded me that I am on the right track. It definitely reminded me to not quit fighting. It definitely reminded me that the pain comes with greatness, but you keep pushing past the pain, because after you get through that pain, your victory is right around the corner. So thank you very much for today's call.
Thank you so much. I am grateful for that. That is very, very, very powerful. Do we have anybody else? If not, I have a quote, and then we out.
Yes, sir, can you hear me?
Yes, Grace, my G, Sandals.
You said a quote that I missed, and Antonio had to repeat it for me. He said, you said that your dreams may or may not be in your beliefs. I said, hold on, sir. Now, look here. And I could relate to that, because if I kept on with my beliefs, I wouldn't be retired today at 37. I would still be in a classroom and still teaching and still being miserable and still wanting to leave. So thank you for that quote alone. That quote helped me. Thank you, sir. Awesome job.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. That's it. Your dream may or may not be in your beliefs. Anybody else? If not, I have one last quote and we...
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions, any comments, or would like to pour into the Reverend as he has poured into us? If not, Reverend, you can go ahead and close us out.
All right, I want to close out with this quote here. If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you. I am the double certified people's pastor. My name is the Reverend Brian A. Johnson. Thank you guys for joining us. God bless you and good night.